Welcome back to the deep dive. We're here to really zero in on those key pieces of information for you. And today we've got a pretty unique challenge, actually. We're going to try and extract some deep insights from almost nothing. It just shows how much can be packed into just a few words sometimes. Our focus. It's a single statement about a really iconic American car. We're digging into 2026 Corvette interior revisions. And yeah, when I say source material, I mean literally one sentence. Interior revisions planned for 2026 Chevrolet Corvettes. That is all we have. So the puzzle for you and for us is figuring out what's really being said here. Why is this tiny announcement actually significant? What can you learn from a plan announced years out with like zero details? And what's the timing tell us?
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? The brevity. But don't let that fool you. This isn't just some throwaway line, it's a signal, a carefully placed one. In the car world, especially at this level, every word counts, and sometimes what they don't say counts just as much. So this deep dive, it's not really about guessing, you know, will it have new seats or a bigger screen? We just don't know that from the source. Instead, we're going to unpack the implications of them even saying it. What's the strategy here? What market signals are they sending? And maybe, what does it tap into psychologically for, you know, potential buyers? It's all about reading between those lines, the why behind it all.
Exactly. So let's keep that sentence right in front of us. Interior revisions planned for 2026 Chevrolet Corvettes. Okay, so when you first hear that, a few things probably jump out, right? Like, why now? Why announce this so far ahead? 2026 feels like a ways off still. And what does planned revisions actually mean when we're talking about the Corvette? It's got such a history, such a passionate following. And for you listening, maybe you love Corvettes, maybe you're thinking of buying one, maybe you just follow the industry. What's the real value here? In this tiny bit of info, this is where I think it gets really interesting. It's more than just news. It feels like a strategic play. It's less about the what and more about the why of the announcement itself.
Precisely. Let's break down planned revisions first. In the auto industry context, when a big player like Chevy says planned, they're not just, you know, kicking ideas around. This means there's real commitment. Serious resources are being allocated. Think engineering teams, designers, suppliers getting lined up, budgets approved. It's happening. And for a car like the Corvette, high performance, iconic, even just changing the interior is a pretty big deal. It could mean new tooling on the assembly line, whole new infotainment systems, different materials, lots of testing. So it's a clear signal they're investing, keeping the product fresh, keeping it competitive. It shows the roadmap is healthy. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, it lines up perfectly with what the industry calls a mid-cycle refresh, or sometimes a facelift. These aren't the massive ground-up redesigns. They happen maybe 3 or 4 years into a model's generation. The current C8 Corvette came out for 2020, right? So 2026 fits that timing exactly.
And these refreshes often hit things like interior tech, the infotainment, maybe some small exterior styling changes, bumpers, wheels, lights, sometimes tiny tweaks to the engine. So them specifically saying interior revisions, that really zooms in on the cabin experience, modernizing it. That's a common and pretty high impact target for these kinds of updates.
Okay, that framing around plan revisions and mid-cycle refresh is super helpful. It gives it context. But let's circle back to the timing. Why now? It's 2 model years out. What's the strategy behind putting that out there so early but keeping it so vague? Is there some kind of, I don't know, sweet spot for announcing things like this? Or could it be a reaction maybe to a competitor's plan or even, you know, customer feedback on the current C8 interior?
That's a really sharp question. And yeah, there are likely multiple reasons behind that timing. It's strategy layered on strategy. First off, it manages expectations. Definitely. Imagine if rumors were flying about a totally new engine or maybe a hybrid version or something huge. By saying interior revisions, they kind of narrow the focus, right? They set the boundaries for what's coming, clears the air a bit. Second, and this is huge for a brand like Corvette, it reassures people, current owners, future buyers. It tells them, hey, we're still investing heavily in this car. It's not getting old. We're keeping it cutting edge. That builds loyalty. Big time. But, you know, it's a balancing act. Announced too early or too vaguely, there are risks. What if the market zigs when they plan to zag between now and 2026? Or what if a rival drops some amazing new feature just before? So the calculated risk, manage the future vibe without making people regret buying the current model. But strategically, yeah, it can absolutely be about preemption. If they know or suspect a competitor is launching something cool around 2026, especially with the new interior.
This announcement basically says, we see you, we're ready. It lets GM control the story a bit, keep some mystery, but still stay in the headlines, without giving away the secret sauce too early. Which actually raises a good question for you listening. So think about other industries. tech, fashion, entertainment. How often do companies use these tiny info drops to signal big things way in advance? Have you seen this pattern elsewhere?
That's a great way to think about it. Preemption, managing expectations. And that leads right back to you, the listener, the consumer. What does this single sentence actually mean for you if you're maybe thinking about a Corvette in the next couple of years? Well, if you were looking at a 24, 25 model, this news immediately plants a seed, doesn't it? You might think, huh, maybe I should just wait for the 26, get the new interior. It can definitely sway buying decisions. Maybe it pushes some people to buy now if they like the current design, or it makes others pause and wait. But it's even more subtle than that, isn't it? It sort of changes the perceived value of the current car. The second they mention 2026 revisions, the 2025 model mentally feels a tiny bit older, even if the changes end up being minor. And there's that psychological bit, too. You feel like you're in the know. You got the heads up. Even vague news can feel like transparency, weirdly enough. And that can make you feel more connected to the brand, more loyal, maybe. Plus, it sparks conversation. People start talking, speculating. Keeps the Corvette name buzzing.
That's exactly right. It's textbook strategic communication. Holding back information can be as powerful as revealing it. And notice they specified interior revisions only. That's also telling. It kind of implies the outside, the engine. Maybe those aren't changing much for 26. Or at least they aren't ready to hint at that yet. By focusing just on the interior, they're pointing a spotlight right at the user experience inside the car, which, let's face it, is hugely important these days, especially in performance and luxury cars. It's where you spend your time. A modern, high-tech, comfortable interior can sometimes matter more to buyers than, say, another 10 horsepower or slightly different taillights. And think about the competition. Porsche, Mercedes, AMG, Audi. The sports car market is fierce. Everyone's pushing tech and refinement. So an interior refresh isn't just cosmetic. It's about staying current with the latest tech, better interfaces, making the cabin feel premium, modern, keeping up. This announcement signals Chevrolet isn't getting complacent with the C8, even though it's been a huge hit. It's saying, we're listening, we're improving, we're staying ahead.
It's particularly in an area of the interior that directly impacts that daily luxury feel and usability.
That really ties it all together nicely. So just to recap this this deep dive from practically nothing, our source was just that one sentence, interior revisions planned for 2026 Chevrolet Corvettes. But the act of saying it, the timing, the specific wording, it gives us a ton of insight. We've touched on product strategy, that careful dance of market signaling, how crucial timing is, and how it shapes what consumers think and do. It really drives home that being well-informed isn't just about knowing the facts laid out. It's about understanding the signals, the context, the why behind the information. So what does it all mean? I guess it means even one sentence dropped at the right time can be a really powerful tool. It can move markets, change perceptions, get people talking.
Absolutely. And maybe here's a final thought to chew on as you go about your day. In today's world, you know, with leaks everywhere online and everyone wanting info now, does an announcement like this, super specific on the when, but totally vague on the what actually become a more effective tool for a company, could it be more sophisticated than just laying everything out? And what might that tell us about how brands like Corvette manage excitement and maybe mystique in an age where it's so hard to keep secrets? Think about it. They're using anticipation itself as a key part of their marketing. How does that work when the next big thing could leak tomorrow? Interesting stuff to consider.